Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Have you ever thought, if only? I mean, I think at one time or another, all of us have thought, if only I had that money, if only I had that job, if only I had that Corvette, if only I had, and we just feel like it's right beyond our grasp, if only. Solomon begins the book of Ecclesiastes by reflecting on his past, and he's making some note about how he's changed over the course of time, and you can kind of, in between the lines, pick up some if-only thoughts in his observations, like, Solomon wanted to be extraordinarily happy, but this is what he found. In the book of Ecclesiastes, beginning in verse 1, chapter 1, here's what we read. These are the words of the teacher, King David's son, who ruled in Jerusalem. Everything is meaningless, says the teacher, completely meaningless. What do people get for all their hard work under the sun? Generations come and generations go, but the earth never changes. The sun rises and the sun sets, then hurries around to rise again. The wind blows south and then turns north. Around and around it goes, blowing in circles. And the scriptures go on in verse 7 and say, rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea. Everything is wearisome beyond description. No matter how much we see, we're never, ever satisfied. No matter how much we hear, we are not content. History merely repeats itself. It has all been done before because there's nothing new under the sun. Oh, would you be happier if you had more money, maybe more fame, or maybe more power? Well, Solomon wasn't. In Ecclesiastes, the world we know tells us to demand happiness, to do all we can to grab hold of it and to make personal satisfaction our chief goal. The world holds out so many promises, all of which require some dependence on something, someone, or an experience that just won't last. Solomon had attained everything the world thought he needed to guarantee happiness. All the money you could want, all the fame you could ever hope for, and he had happiness and fulfillment. But as he reflects back on his life, he discovered that the wealth, the power, the position, the wives, and all the accomplishments had not made him happy or brought meaning into his life. You know, in contrast to this world's view, God's word says that true and lasting happiness comes from pleasing God. You know, eventually, Solomon found that to be true as well. Real happiness can only be received through a right relationship with God, and you can't have, and I can't have, a right relationship with God apart from having a true relationship with His Son, the Lord Jesus. Today, my friend, choose to nurture that relationship. Choose to allow the presence, the power, and the grandeur and glory, the peace, the quietude, the solitude, and the hope that comes only in a relationship in Jesus the Lord. You know, you don't have to live if only, if what you have is enough. And my friend, Jesus is more than enough. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. And don't miss the rest of this week. It's going to be great. I know that God's word does a great word when we let it get into our soul and it does its work. God bless you, friend. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.